Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. We have a great interview for you guys this evening. We have Miss Shirley Jones from an R&B music group, the Jones Girls. We'll also be introducing her new single, When You Love Somebody. It's also available now for downloading, and we're going to have a lot of fun on this interview. So for those of you that are just now tuning in with us, we're going to hear a little bit from a new release from Chris Jasper called For the Love of You.
Oh,
I saw you up, but you weren't there, and I was broken hearted. come with me on this ride, on this caravan of life.
Was pregnant in jail. I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Had tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me now you did. There's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you, cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate, just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, you're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie?
And dear mama,
please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie?
Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweetie?
Dear mama,
well, 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 just as we promised, we have Miss Shirley Jones in the studio with us right now. Welcome to Faces of Success Radio. I am your host, Pearl J. How are you this evening?
I am absolutely fine. How are you?
I am doing super fantastic. We're very excited to have you on the show with us. And there's a whole lot of things I want to get into with you. So, I mean, I hope you're ready for a good show, because I am.
I am, too. Let's go.
Let's go. So I know that you have a history with your family and your sisters from, you know, from very young, probably, you know, with your role in the music industry. And I just wanted to ask you, what was your role of music in the early years of your life?
Well, I'm the big sister. So my mom, it was for a year or two, it was just my mom and I. My mom was the first black gospel singer that RCA Records signed, and she knew voices. And for a year or two, when I was about seven, maybe six, It was she and I, because she knew I could sing, and I loved singing. I was singing in my first, second grade classes. And then once she knew that Brenda could sing. Then it was the three of us. And then once Valerie became of age, she was about 7 or 8. By this time, I was 10 or 11 because we're stair steps. Then it became the Jones sisters and then the Jones girls.
All right. And so what was the first instrument, if any, you learned to play?
Piano. All three of us. We studied piano. We studied ballet, jazz, and tap. We were well-rounded. In fact, we would be the only blacks at a lot of the symphonies. My mom was a huge opera lover and symphonic lover of the symphony, and we would go to the Detroit Symphony. So we grew up learning piano. That was the main instrument. But we also did ballet, tap, and jazz.
And so how could you describe your music?
Our music, I call it beautiful R&B, rhythm and blues, cross-generational music that's all about love, all aspects of love. You know, I just love the man, relationship, love. But the whole theme of it is love, love, and more love.
Amen. And so I guess that would be your main inspiration, just love. You know?
That's it. Me and my sisters, before they transitioned on, we put so much love in our music, mainly from my mom instilling in us at a young age, because she knew voices. She was also the choir director at our church, our home church, Russell Street Baptist Church. She knew voices, so she trained us to harmonize, and she always drilled in us that the most important thing about harmonizing is to have those harmonies so tight that you can't cut it with a knife. And that is what she trained us to do, and we eventually learned how to pull, me especially, having the high note, to pull back, and Brenda or Valerie would learn how to come up, and, you know, so that those voices blend perfectly to sound like one voice.
Wow, that's amazing. And what musician do you admire the most and why?
Well, the musician I admire the most is McKinley Jackson, who actually I went back co-produce with me my new single that's out, that just was released last week, When You Love Somebody, because he does arrangements of strings, horns. He's a musical genius, and he's done stuff for Motown, Holland Dozier Holland, oh my goodness, Norman Conners, Gamble and Huff, and his string and horn arrangements are just about on every Holland Dozier Holland record from back in the day at Motown. So he's the musician that I admire most because he's an all-around musician.
And what is the one message that you would like to give to your fans?
That it's all about love. And I know, you know, people say, oh, that's so cliche. Yes, it's cliche, but it's also fact. We all just came out of a pandemic and we came out of a situation where it looked like our government was, democracy was getting ready to be overthrown. And it's because of so much hate, loneliness that everyone was feeling prior to the pandemic and then during the pandemic, where we all experienced something that we never dreamed. We were stuck in our houses for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But I believe that love transcends all of that. Love, true love, it can eliminate all this hate amongst races, amongst genders. It's just really try to truly spread the love that you feel for, say, your family members, the people that you love so much. Like my song say, when you really, truly love somebody, take that love that you have for your personal family members and try to spread that to people that you just meet, people that you don't know, people that you don't even like. But think about the fact that they also have somebody that truly, truly loves them too.
Amen. And what do you enjoy most about being in the music industry?
Oh, my God, performing. And especially now that both of my sisters are gone, I'm more determined. Since 2017, when Brenda was tragically killed, I became more determined to keep that legacy of love, that legacy of the Jones Girls, and that body of work. Beautiful music like Nights Over Egypt, Who Can I Run To, You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else, I Just Love the Man, Children of the Night, Dance Turner Romance, I'm At Your Mercy, Do You Get Enough Love. Keep that body of work alive in people's memories because it's all about love.
Amen. And how do you handle frequent travels and being away from your home for long periods of time?
I love it. And my son, I was married for 23 years to Harlem Globetrotter, so we became very accustomed as a family. And my son and my nephew, who I have taken a lot of the Jones Girl songs, Jones Connection, and they have done them hip-hop style. So they travel with me, too. We're just a traveling family. We love it. But when I'm home, like I'm home now, I'm home now. I created a space, you know, in my house. I have my reading room. I have the blue room. And where when I'm home, and I just enjoy reading and relaxing. And when we're on the road, it's still a family affair because they travel with me. They perform with me.
That is so beautiful. We
love traveling. All our passports are just full of stamps from everywhere, and including next year, a couple of places where we haven't been, we're going, which is Portugal and Greece. So we're excited about that.
Oh, wow. I hope you guys really enjoy yourself, and I pray to God that we do not have any more outbreaks, because I know when COVID did hit, I was, like, so stressed. I was so scared for my life. I didn't know what to do, you know.
We all understand. I wouldn't let anybody in here without spraying Lysol around the door first, and that's why I'm saying, you know, we're out of it now. And what we have to do is just do everything we can to stay safe and not, you know, wear your mask when you feel it's necessary, and then just love on each other. Because we had those two and a half years where we were just so isolated and stressed out about, man, am I next? What's happening? What's going on here? But now that we've come through it, let's take that love and spread it to one another. Give each other hugs. Give each other love. Even people that you don't necessarily like. You know, I mean, there are quite a few people that I don't necessarily like, but I have love for everybody.
Wow, that's well said. You can't say it any better than that. And so tell me about your best performance.
Oh, my goodness. We've had so many. My sisters and I, one of our best performances was, it was actually two. When our first tour with the OJs in Milwaukee, that to me was one of our best. And then when we opened for the Jacksons, Michael Jackson, his last tour before he left his brothers, that was in San Francisco. That was another one. And then me as a soloist, when Do You Get Enough Love was out in 1986, it was my first performance without my sisters, In fact, I had changed it up where I had two guys and a girl singing background for me, and that was in D.C. at Constitution Hall. And before I hit the stage at my hotel, Diana Ross sent me 2 dozen beautiful yellow roses to tell me to go get it. You know, at that time, Do You Get Enough Love was number one. I was nervous. I didn't know how it was going to be, how people were going to accept me, even though my song is full, my show is full of Jones Girl songs. But, you know, I was no longer with my sisters. And that was, I killed it, you know, being Shirley Jones, having the number one record in the country, Do You Get Enough Love. So those three stand out to me.
All right. And what is the biggest problem you have ever encountered in the journey of your music?
The biggest problem was once situations started happening as far as drinking and getting involved with a lot of the bad elements of the music business that kind of caused a tremendous amount of problems with my sisters and I. And anybody that has seen our unsung story know, you know, what happened towards the very end of us not working together and me becoming a soloist.
Mm. And if you could change one thing in the music industry, what would it be?
Oh, I would change the fact that these young people now are just these explicit in-your-face lyrics. I would change so I don't know. It's a First Amendment issue and all of that, but I just think we should have more creativity because I'm a lyricist in writing lyrics where you don't have to put those gross images of in people's faces. There's so many ways of being seductive and singing sexual lyrics, that words that you can use that are poetic, that are creative, instead of those in-your-face lyrics that a lot of the young generation feel they have to have in order for them to have a hit record. And I'm thinking of people like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and this new girl, Red, Sexy Red or something. I think that is just gross. And it's just more people should stop applauding that and downloading that type of music, because there's so many more creative words that you can use that make you feel the same way without just so gross and such things that I feel are just intimate between a man and a woman or whatever, whoever you're with, but should be left between those people in a bedroom, not in-your-face lyrics.
Exactly, because, you know, I have even talked to a lot of people about the social media platforms now are just, like, ridiculous. They're so nasty.
Yes.
I almost don't even some of them that you go into, the things that you are seeing and how these women are starting everything's about their behind and, you know, you're just seeing it everywhere. And so I totally agree, you know, the content on them is like more like, excuse me for saying so, but it's more like prostitution than it is like for, you know, entertainment purposes. I like to see a lot of that on social media. And it's just crazy. So let's talk about what are your plans for the upcoming month?
This month is my birthday month, and I'm headed to Pensacola to just chill out on my actual birthday, which is next Friday on the 22nd. I was going to go to Jamaica, but my dear friend's father is transitioning and will probably pass within the next couple of days, so we're going to stay close. And then starting October 5th, from October until June of next year, I'm working 2 to 3 gigs every month. So I'm going to enjoy the rest of September. Yes, it's my chill zone, September, because starting October 5th, I'm out there. It'll be posted on my website, my date. A lot of them are here in the States, and then quite a few are overseas.
All right. And do you have any collaboration plans?
Well, I just did one last year with Lenny Williams, and I do have one or two people that I'm talking to that have asked me to do a collaboration with them that are upcoming that will probably come out next year. I won't name names because, it's not, the contracts aren't signed yet. But I do love collaborating.
All right. And how do you think social media has changed the music industry?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, everything now, that very few people stream. I mean, very few people have CD players in their cars, in their houses. It's all about streaming now and those downloads. And I can proudly say that my new single, When You Love Somebody, is on the Fresh Soul list, the Fresh Soul list on Spotify, and it's on all the major downloads, Apple Music, Pandora, Tidal, it's everywhere. And just to be on that list, this is the second week in a row that it's on that Fresh Soul list on Spotify.
Okay, so let's talk about your new release, that new single, When You Left Somebody. Can you tell our listeners, what's the background on your song, When You Left Somebody?
Well, that song was presented to me by a wonderful singer herself, Mashawn Young. She wrote it. And when she wrote it, about a year and a half, we were right just coming out the pandemic a little bit. And she and her husband sent that song to me. And when I heard it, I'm like, oh, my God, I just love this song. I'm going to have to do something with it. And when I was thinking about the last two songs I needed for the upcoming tribute album to my sisters that will be released before Thanksgiving called In Loving Memory, it's a tribute album to Brenda and Valerie, I needed two more songs because I had been working on this album since Brenda's death and then really got into it during the pandemic. That's what I was doing, writing and just creating, putting this whole album together. So that's the story of it. And it was I decided to have it as the kickoff lead single for this album because of what it says and because of what my sisters and I and what I now, keeping that legacy alive, is all about, and it's love.
All right. Well, we have When You Love Somebody in studio, and we're going to play it for our listeners. You are tuned in to Faces of Success, radio.com. I'm your host, Pearl J. Here is When You Love Somebody by Miss Shirley Jones. That a lot of people are going to be playing that at weddings and everything else. That is very, very well put together, and you sound so good.
Thank you so much. Welcome. You know, I just posted on my Facebook page is my four grandkids. My youngest one turned 5 months today, and I posted, you know, when you truly love somebody. I told him, I said, those lyrics, your days are brighter. And I posted the pictures of my four grandkids, because that's the kind of love I want people to take. The love that you have for your mother, your father, your grand, your children, and people that you meet, you know, you may not know them, but get to know them and feel that type of love instead of hating on each other, because we have to love each other as human beings, knowing that each one of us got people that love us. And if we take that love, all this hatred about the because of your race, because of your gender, I just believe we as a people, if we take that love that we feel for ours, the ones that we call ours, and spread that to people that we don't necessarily know yet, we can eliminate a lot of this hate.
Amen to that. You know, and yes, absolutely. I do a lot of events on behalf of domestic violence and youth suicide prevention and stuff.
Oh, my
and,
God.
So I'm totally with that, you know.
And, you know, that's one of the foundation that I'm creating is because my sisters and I, domestic violence for women, I'm hoping to soon create a foundation where I want to have, like, start out with 10 tiny homes for women with children that have escaped a domestic violence situation. So those are all things that I'm doing, you know, in the name of me and my sisters. So absolutely.
Amen. And I I'm going to pray that all that, you know, unfolds just the way that you want it to, because that's
yes.
going to be a blessing to many. You know, it's something
oh.
that everybody doesn't want to talk about, but
oh,
it's
yes.
in full existence, you know.
Oh,
and,
yes, exactly.
I want to share this one question from our listeners. And
mm-hmm.
a listener sent in, what would you be doing if music wasn't your career?
I would be a lawyer, an entertainment lawyer. Yeah. Yeah, that I was in college at Wayne State University in UCLA, and had we not gotten with Diana Ross, I would have become a lawyer.
All right. And
yes.
What advice would you give for someone who just started a career?
Hey, just practice. Learn your craft, learn the business of music, and so that when the opportunity presents itself, you're ready, because that's what we did. My mother had us rehearsing and practicing, and then it just became a habit with us. No matter, even after we had several gold and platinum records, we still loved rehearsing to make sure we kept that sound. And we were practicing so much when we were doing background for people before the Jones Girls. And when the opportunity for Diana Ross came, we were ready. And she came down that long hallway at that house where we auditioned for her. And the first words out of her mouth were, "You guys are terrific. Can you get passports? We're going to London." So practice. Learn your craft and learn the business.
Well, I want to say thank you. I just love you to death, and I wish you more and more and more success, and especially, you know, when you're out there touring and around the world. I know that we do have your son listening. I thought that was just outstanding for his support. And
oh, yeah.
I just want to know
he
if you'd like
with
to...
Me.
So would you like to give your website information out to our listeners?
Yes. It's ShirleyJonesGirl.com. No S on the end. Shirley Jones Girl. And on Instagram and Facebook, I'm Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls. Hit me up. And my son and nephew, check their music out. It's available on all the download streaming platforms, too. They're called Jones Connection, spelled phonetically, KENEKSHUN. So check us out.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes, the legacy of the Jones Girls continues through me and my son and Valerie's son, PJ, my nephew. So check us out and hit us up.
All right. We definitely will, and I'd like for him to be able to submit his music to Faces of Success Radio. Again, I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I've enjoyed you. We are out of time. I have to play this song one more time for our listeners, When You Love Somebody by Shirley Jones.
Well, thank you, Pearl. And you know more about my name, Pearl. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
When you love somebody, really, really love somebody, oh, the days feel a little brighter, nighttime feels much warmer. When you love somebody, really, really love somebody, oh, the days feel a little brighter, nighttime feels much warmer. Open to receive all of you, the good, bad, and in between. Such a rarity.
right, you just heard from Shirley Jones from the R&B music group, the Jones Girls. I definitely want to say, rest in peace, Brenda and Valerie. We're keeping the Jones Girls legacy alive right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. The clock on the wall says it's time for me to go, but I enjoyed you guys so very, very much, as I always do. Be sure to tune in next week for our next hot topic, and go out and get that single by Shirley Jones, When You Love Somebody. I mean, it just gives you butterflies all in your chest. You know, it's just such a beautiful, heartfelt song. So until next time, you guys keep on tuning in right here to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Hey, if you just missed that Shirley Jones interview, it was definitely off the chain. You do need to go out there and pick up that love song, When You Love Somebody. It's available on all media, social media outlets, and everywhere you can look for it. You can find it on streaming platforms, you guys. We had such an outstanding interview this evening, but the interview will be available on facesofsuccessradio.com. I'm going to play Just Believe in Love by Jerry Bell, because love is all in the air tonight. So keep yourself tuned in right here on facesofsuccessradio.com.
Hey. Why all the crying? Come on. Dry your eyes. Don't you know that when you cry alone? But when you laugh, the whole world laughs with you. It's gonna be alright. Believe in what I say. Subject to giving up and throw it all away. Think again before you do it. You might need a little more patience along the way. No one ever said your life would be easy. You must take it all in stride. Hold on to your dreams and maintain all of your beauty. There's some things you should never, never hide. Just believe in love.
Just
gotta hold on to love. If you believe in love, you will survive.
You will survive.
Just believe in love.
Just
better hold on to love. Keep love in your life. In your life. Your life. Sometimes in despair, and you feel so bad. Just count your blessings one by one. Don't go astray, keep your love. That's a better way, babe. Have room for a brand new day. Never said your life would be easy. Life's a maze and it can daze you. Love can shield you from the hurt that surrounds you, baby.
Keep love in your life. I'm me tell you about this girl. Maybe I should. I met her in Philly and her name was Precious. See, we be making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade plus burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. What I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe, I can't tie up your love. I don't know how to behave. When you're close to me, you love me right down to my knees. And whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate. Brown sugar, babe, I guess high off of love. Don't know how to behave. Sugar, babe, I get high off of love, don't know how to behave.